Welcome, Siouxland Catholic Radio's Back to Faith in Action, our locally produced program by Siouxland Catholic Radio, which airs every Monday at 9 a.m. and replays every Saturday at 7 p.m. I'm Father Mark Stoll, priest of the Diocese of Sioux City. I am the host for today's show, and I'm very pleased to have with us at Faith in Action Dr. Keck, president of Briarcliff University, and one of her fine first-year students, Aiden Ford from Pocahontas. And so we were talking about the Briarcliff Sunday in our last segment against a collection that's done around the Diocese of Sioux City, special second collection done to help support the bishop's scholarship. So maybe from both of you, maybe here, like, what's a good reason for people to give to this collection? I mean, what would you say to someone to encourage them to give? Couple thoughts? Dr. Keck.
I'll start, and then Aiden can collect her thoughts over there. You know, one of the great things about a college and university is it's really where students finish growing up. Mm-hmm. And to have the opportunity to finish growing up in a Catholic environment is just so important for our students. And while they often arrive and they're already legally adults, we all know that they're still those formative years when they're in college. And it's just so important to provide them with good opportunities to continue to grow in their faith. And we work hard at Briarcliff University and work with the diocese and the bishop and you as priests and really try to make that experience as impactful and formative as we can.
And Aiden, what's your thoughts? Why should someone give to the Briarcliff University?
For me, I know the Bishop's Scholarship was a really big blessing for me. I was really concerned about paying for college, and especially at a private university, I wasn't sure if I would be able to afford that. But thankfully for the Briarcliff, for the Bishop's Scholarship and the other scholarships that Briarcliff University offers, it's been very affordable, and that's been a huge blessing for me and for my family. It's kind of helped relieve some of the financial concerns of college. And especially for the private Catholic university, I think it's really important because I know I've heard of a lot of people who kind of lose their faith as they go into college once they kind of leave their home parish and their community and they're out on their own. It's kind of hard and difficult to keep up with that. So I think that giving to Briarcliff University is very important because it does encourage students to still be involved in their faith and to help continue learning and growing in their faith.
Right. And of course, Briarcliff University, being a private Catholic college university, does not receive, the monies that a state university does, but our donations helps provide a quality education for folks like you, Miss Aiden, and provide, opportunity to grow in your faith. And before the break, our last break, you mentioned a little bit about the service. Coming back a little bit early after Christmas break, I mean, crying out loud, when I was in college, I love that Christmas break. It's time to break. And you came back, I heard about this on the news, too. You guys came back early to do some service in the community. What type of service did you do in the community? Again, this is only something that, we can see happens at college universities like this. So what kind of service were you involved in?
So there were different classes that people could participate in. I know there's a class that helped with animals and the shelters and just other different areas. I think there was a healthcare service opportunity as well. I participated in a class that worked with direct service for some of the groups that the campus ministry works with. So we helped volunteer at Mayflower Church. We helped to organize some of their they receive a lot of donations for clothes and coats and other things that they help provide to people in need in the community. And so we helped organize some of that for them. And then we also helped with Mercy Meals at Faith Lutheran Church. And so we helped package meals for children in need all over the world. And that was a really cool experience as well. And for me, service was just a really good opportunity to kind of think beyond myself and think about the others in the community and help kind of connect to that service and compassion for others.
Awesome. What a great opportunity. And Dr. Kick, do you want to add anything about the service opportunities our students are given?
I would love to. So one of the things that Briarcliff prides itself on is really helping those students to learn about the importance of service to their community, not only while they're students, but after they graduate. So we do have a minimum 10-hour service requirement per year while mm-hmm. our students are on campus. And then to incentivize students to serve, first and foremost, we introduce them to that service aspect during their first year of college through mm-hmm. our Core 100 classes. But then we also offer a silver cord of service opportunity at graduation. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that actually is for those students who have earned 100 hours or more by the time they graduate, so far beyond that minimum 40-hour requirement. Mm-hmm. And I will say that since that was initiated on campus, our Bishop Scholars are absolute leaders on campus, mm-hmm. not only in terms of service, but their fellow classmates and colleagues really look up to them. And mm-hmm. so I would say kind of back to your earlier question about why give mm-hmm. to the Briarcliff Sunday is those students who receive the Bishop Scholarship really are helping impact others mm-hmm. in their faith journey on campus and are just such an instrumental part of the faith life and community at Briarcliff.
Yeah, very good. And Aiden, one question I want to ask is, you know, you're only first year, but what's your plans after Briarcliff? I mean, we're talking about being in education. So any dreams, visions of what you want to do after college?
My plans are to become an elementary teacher. I would like to go into lower elementary, mm-hmm. especially kindergarten, like my mom.
Okay.
And I would like to go anywhere where I'm needed. And I'm planning on staying in the state of Iowa and awesome. Contributing around here. But it would be great to teach in a Catholic school as well to help mm-hmm. Teach kids not only like the academics, but also about the importance of our faith as well.
Right, because you mentioned earlier, Dr. Keck, that many of our students kind of stay in this area, and that's wonderful. And we have many Catholic schools in our diocese. Again, this Bishop Scholarship Fund collection is taken on the first Sunday of Catholic Schools Week each year, and we're celebrating our Catholic schools, and we have many Catholic schools, wonderful Catholic schools, and we have many graduates from Briarcliff that are teaching our Catholic schools in the various communities and parishes. So it'd be wonderful if we could have you there in one of our schools eventually. She smiles. We can't hear you smile in the air. You know that.
She's got a great smile.
She has a great smile. You know, one thing we're talking to during the break is about campus ministry. And Aiden, you've mentioned several times being involved in campus ministry. And I understand that there's been some revamping of the campus ministry at Briarcliff University. Talk about what happened, what's going on at the Briarcliff campus ministry.
So it's actually, we moved the campus ministry to a new location, and that location is a bigger location to accommodate our growing mm-hmm. Catholic student groups on campus. So we really envisioned it as a place where students can hang out mm-hmm. Together with our campus minister and all of the other staff that help with that. But also it provides some dedicated classroom space for Bible studies mm-hmm. and Catholic Daughters mm-hmm. and all of those other groups on campus. But really, we just want it to be a welcoming environment. It's also where we house our charger closet, which is an area where people can bring in clothing donations mm-hmm. for interview and job mm-hmm. prospecting for our students. And then we also have a charger closet on campus, which is for those who have food insecurity. Mm-hmm. And so we offer and take donations for that as well.
Very good. Very good. Yeah.
I'm
and
sorry,
so.
What? Charger pantry. Yeah. Sorry. I called it the charger closet. It's the charger pantry.
Dr. Kleck. Dr. Keck's getting a little bit of feedback coaching from her marketing director.
Thank you, Sydney.
Say hi, Sydney. She's sitting in the background. She says, I'm just going to be quiet here. But no, all of a sudden she had to pipe up. And good coaching. Thanks, Sydney.
Lifelong learning.
Exactly. We're all learners. Again, that's the neat thing about universities, about college education and beyond. So we have, again, this wonderful opportunity coming up in our diocese. Again, last Sunday of January is Briarcliff University Sunday. Bishop Scholarship, we support that. Again, it helps support people like Aiden. And again, like I mentioned, there's 11 scholars right now at Briarcliff that have been recipients. And so, again, being very involved in the ministry at Briarcliff and also studying in many different fields. Right. Good, she says. She smiles.
Sorry.
Can't see you smile. anyway, so there's some other great things coming up on Briarcliff University. And last year, a lot of us watched a big baseball game. It took place in Dyersville in the Field of Dreams. And shortly after that, it was announced a very special game is going to be taking place this coming summer. Dr. Keck, who's going to be playing there?
Well, this will occur on the Field of Dreams movie site in September of 2022, and it will be the Briarcliff Chargers versus the Luther Norse. And they are a college very close to Dyersville. They're real close by, and so obviously logistically that worked out good. But I do believe there is a relationship between the coach at Luther and our coach, Corby McLaughlin. I think they used to work together somewhere, and so that's really how that came about. But they're also going to be well-matched athletically, and so we're really just excited for that event to come up in the fall.
Very good. And that's going to be the first ever college team to play on the Field of Dreams.
Absolutely.
Now, it's actually kind of a special field, but the New York Yankees and, remind me, who was the other one that played? I forget now. Sorry.
You mean this summer?
Last summer, this
last
past summer. The New York Yankees and...
Was it the White Sox? Red Sox?
White Sox. That's who it was. That's
Chicago
who it was.
White Sox.
Yeah, I watched the game, but I didn't really kind of pay attention to the score or anything. It's like, this is kind of interesting watching this game.
It was.
So now Briarcliff and Luther are going to play each other this coming summer. So stay tuned for that. I don't think we'll be on air here at KFHC, KOI, but we'll see.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't know.
We'll have media opportunities for
what
sure.
the rights are on that. But so again, that's just another interesting thing happened at Briarcliff. And anything else as we kind of get ready to wrap up, anything other interesting that we need to point out of what's happened at Briarcliff University that the community should know about?
I have a couple things that I'd like to just share with our listeners. We're very fortunate at Briarcliff to have an endowed faculty member in theology. And what that means is that we will always have a theology program at Briarcliff, and that was made possible through the generous donation of the Sisters of St. Francis of Dubuque. Mm-hmm. And so Aiden is also a theology major, right? It's a double major that you're pursuing, right?
Yes, that's what I'm planning on right now.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Which obviously will help her in her dream to teach in a Catholic school setting. And so we're very fortunate to have Dr. Kristen Drejos, who is our first ever endowed faculty member at Briarcliff. Mm-hmm. It would be great if you could have her on your show sometime. She's very, very knowledgeable in all of those areas. And then going back to the campus ministry space, we're also very fortunate to have on the docket coming up, the bishop will be coming to campus and doing a blessing of the new expanded and remodeled campus ministry space. So we're very grateful to him as well.
Very good.
And, you know, before we sign off, I really do just want to thank you, Father Mark, and the radio station and all of the parishioners and the diocese and the donors for supporting our scholars at Briarcliff. We're just, we live and reside in the best diocese in the nation, and we're very blessed.
And again, I think it's really wonderful, Aiden, for you to be with us because, you know, I've been given to this for many, many years, but I never know who receives it. Yes, it may show up in the lumen, but, you know, to actually meet a recipient, it's been wonderful. So any final words, Aiden, you might have for us?
Thank you. This was a very great opportunity, and very grateful for all the contributions of the diocese to the Briarcliff University.
Very good. And I didn't ask why you were selected. You know, did you guys do rock, paper, scissors? Who's going to come up and interview today? You don't know. Doesn't matter, but we loved having you here. So it's been a great opportunity to visit with you and learn more about the Bishop Scholarship, learn more about a recipient. So yes, the donations you give in that basket on that Briarcliff Sunday do go to help real people who will be working, ministering within our diocese. You never know. You may, one of these days, one of your children might be taught by Miss Ford. Looking forward to that. So, we're getting probably close to wrap-up time, so we are very grateful again, Dr. Keck, Ms. Ford, for being with us, and I am Father Mark, priest of the Diocese of Sioux City. We're going to wrap up today's broadcast of Faith in Action. Again, thank you to our guests for sharing so much valuable information about Briarcliff University. Again, we air, of course, every Monday at 9 a.m. and replay every Saturday at 7 p.m. You can also find us on our website at fhcradio.com as a podcast if you want to listen to it again and again. And remember, listeners, a faithful reaction can be good, but a faith in action is better. Thanks for listening. God bless.